Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, bootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Sherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Live and local from Philadelphia. Free speech lives here. It's Kale and Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
And away we go. Live on this Thursday, May 9th, it is indeed Kale and Company right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. We are always live on the free Odyssey app and, of course, streaming live for your video viewing pleasure on YouTube as we head until 10 o'clock this morning. 855-839-1210, the phone number, on social media at 1210 WPHT. I am at Nick Kale, K-A-Y-A-L. Dawn Stensland with the news. Greg Stocker, the chairman of the board. Phil Omquist, Anthony DiRenzo, our associate producers. Action-packed Thursday, which will include a major show announcement.
What?
Coming up at 8:30 this morning.
What time?
8:30 today.
Okay.
Major show announcement.
Major.
We could be down to the final 2.5 hours of Greg Stocker's tenure.
Stop.
Is Stocker on his way out
yes.
the door?
Never.
Yes.
YouTube hanging on by every moment. Dawn, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing great.
Gregory?
Yeah, buddy. Looking forward to brain worms today.
Ew.
It might explain a lot, right? It really might. By the way,
it also makes me, because I do eat a lot of sushi. It makes me rethink eating sushi.
Are you like RFK from the standpoint of you love a good tuna fish sandwich?
The explanation is weird. I'm not buying any of it, by the way.
By the way, I've got the YouTube feed up. Are we really choppy? It seems like we're like in slow motion right now, almost we're on like dial-up.
Not on,
or maybe it's just my monitor.
Not on YouTube itself. It's probably your monitor.
All right.
So we're gonna have to.
Okay, just making sure that the audience isn't seeing a distorted view.
Boys in the back, please fix that.
Yeah. So we've got a lot of good stuff to get to today. A big take where we will focus in on Fulton County, both when it comes to what happened 4 years ago and what's going on with Fonnie Willis. Also today, Donald Trump, I think, roasts, and not in a good way, roasts Marjorie Taylor Greene, something I've been doing from time to time on this show.
Is she going to get spanked with a magazine?
Yeah, well, if she keeps it up. If she keeps it up.
She might like that.
And also, I think she might. They love that in Rome, Georgia. I think the GOP has been listening to this show because they have an idea for all of these protesters. I think they might have stolen one of my ideas. We'll get to that this morning. Trump will be in Wildwood on Saturday. Kamala Harris was in Montgomery County yesterday. We will talk about RFK Jr.'s brain. And also Facebook and hate speech in the news. As well as wrestling legend Ric Flair. Unbelievable video that has gone viral. We'll get to that as we continue.
Navy Prepper asked on the YouTube chat if you're going to be on, only going to be on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Yeah, I've actually picked up the Rachel Maddow contract.
Yeah.
I'll be working a limited schedule. I've signed the same agent as Howard Stern. And
it has nothing to do with the lineup here,
yes,
by the way. The lineup here is strong. We are good. Nothing to do with the lineup.
Yes, it's something that you're going to really, really like.
Man, or not, you know, maybe you'll be like, really, it's going to be this?
Well, I think 99% of our audience will be fist pumping and saying, hell yeah. I can't wait.
I can't wait.
All right. And we can't wait any longer for the news. Let's get right to it. 6:04, round number one, the great Dawn Stensland.
And good morning, Kale and Company News Live on this Thursday, May 9th. A little 62 degrees, warming up. We'll be in the 70s, so a little cooler than we've seen the past couple of days. We are sponsored this morning by Joseph Anthony Spa, Salon, and Retreat. This morning in Philadelphia, an Olney High School teacher We are learning more about this. Was the victim killed in a murder-suicide in the Grays Ferry section of Philadelphia? According to police, she's identified as 36-year-old Andrea Glaze. She died, they say, after being shot to death at her home on South 30th Street, shot in the head. 42-year-old Richard Harper found dead with her with what police believe was a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. This is a real tragedy for the entire community, but for these children, she was a beloved teacher there. So they have grief counselors there, the principal there speaking out tearfully about her. She was the special education compliance monitor teacher. And so just a real tragedy, the lovely lady. And it's, we're just an outpouring of love and prayers in the community after this tragedy, what can only be called a tragedy. So I'll bring it to cleaning day, because when Mayor Sherelle Parker says today is cleaning day.
Yeah.
She is not kidding at all.
She's like my mom back in the day. Yes, you will clean that room today, right? Buddy.
And she started early. They thought it would start at 8 a.m. yesterday, but in fact, they started at least an hour early with all the equipment, all the crews out there. What am I talking about? That encampment along part of Kensington Ave that they had shut down yesterday in the Kensington section of Philadelphia. By 10 o'clock yesterday morning, 10 a.m., it was gone.
Well, we told you they could do it at the snap of a finger. We weren't lying, right?
We weren't kidding.
No.
So, They wrapped up the yellow tape. They shut the street down. They moved all those crews in there. They moved at least 75 people out of that encampment. And dozens of them, they got to drug rehab centers. Yeah. And they got them help. And so that's another piece of this. We told you yesterday about that $100 million triage-type proposal for a long-term solution to Philadelphia's drug problem. But in this situation, Philadelphia Public Safety Director Adam Greer said residents can certainly contact the city if they see anyone setting up tents or other structures, because this is done. They will not zero tolerance anymore for any kind of open drug site or open drug encampment, which is what this was.
What a novel concept. It only took until 2024 to realize that let's get rid of this.
Yes, sir.
Well, all right.
Get her done.
Nice work.
Clean up.
Yep.
Falls Township Police, this is Bucks County. They are searching for the suspects who left their mark at Quaker Penn Park. This is Morrisville, Bucks County, and caused quite a disturbance. Surveillance video shows these vehicles driving across the field there, doing donuts on the grass, just destroying the park. And causing a lot of damage, obviously, driving at a high rate of speed, tearing up all the grass, all the landscaping there, and other parts of the park, causing a ton of damage, thousands of dollars of destruction, and as well costing the citizens, the taxpayers, dollars at the end of the day. They say at least five people were in two Audis.
Two Audis?
Two vehicles, Audis. You don't hear, I don't know what you expect, but Audis, people in Audis, they look like maybe teenagers or early 20s.
Okay.
So they do have the surveillance video.
They do have money, obviously, as well. So, if you're in your 20s and you have an Audi, you're probably doing okay.
Either somebody's parents is getting, you know, maybe the parents are getting calls, or were they stolen vehicles?
Yeah, I was thinking Kia or Hyundai. Those are usually the culprits and the suspects.
Audis.
All right.
So they have it on surveillance video. They're confident they're going to catch these individuals. So they're saying, come forward before we come to you or your parents' home. Headlines as President Biden was in Wisconsin. Nick talked about the fact Kamala Harris was here in Montgomery County talking about fallopian tubes. We'll get to the audio.
It's lots of tubes,
ridiculous.
Dawn.
Lots of tubes. And
going,
ovaries.
We're going tubing.
It was weird. But President Biden in Wisconsin rallying yesterday, saying that the U.S., the United States of America, will not supply weapons, offensive-type weapons, for Israel to attack Rafah. So making that one very clear, making headlines. And as Nick said, Stormy in Manhattan today. Stormy returns to the witness stand as the defense will certainly go at her again with cross-examination.
Will she show up dressed for the occasion, or will she be wearing her laid-back apparel that she had on Tuesday?
That's a great question. because so many people said, what in the world? It looked like she was wearing a dark kind of hoodie and her hair and all those hair clips pulled back.
Yeah, she spent the night in Fetterman's closet.
And our Phillies, well, kind of
broke. You can't win them all.
I know.
You can't win them all. I mean, there's a lot of games.
I know.
So Phillies lost to the Blue Jays 5-3. And one of the big headlines as well, of course, we're all getting ready for POTUS in Wildwood. Woohoo! And Pennsylvania getting ready to ban those cell phones, which are handheld in Pennsylvania. Talking about that one moving forward as well. Got to go hands-free,
like Jersey did back in the day. So you're talking about when, like, you're driving?
Driving.
Okay. Good. Yeah, put the phone down. It's not important, right?
That's what I tell my husband.
Yeah. It can wait. It's like those billboards you see, like, when you're on the turnpike. It can wait. Phone down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Larry does the driving with the cell phone?
No, I was teasing.
He's not listening. He's on the air right
now. That's true. Okay. Yeah. I'll say what I want.
He's getting ready for Stormy to invade New York again. The Big Apple.
The traffic nightmares going on. Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon. Escape with Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon. Thank you for sponsoring us this morning. The secret to spoiling the moms in your life this spring. Now with three locations, Glen Mills, Springfield, Center City at the Lowe's Hotel. Visit in person or online, josephanthony.com, where gift cards are available, josephanthony.com. Today we are 73 degrees, mostly cloudy, but it looks like a lovely sunrise right now. A lot of peach in the sky reflecting off of those clouds as the sun rises. Tomorrow for your Friday, it's going to be a chilly one. So we're not breaking 60 degrees for your high tomorrow. Quite chilly for your Friday as we continue this roller coaster. Like I said, we had the 80 degree weather. That was Tuesday, Wednesday of this week. Now we go for the chill. So this week, let's look at the weekend with Trump coming. So yeah, the high today, tomorrow, just 53 degrees with rain moving in for your Friday.
It's ridiculous. I had an outing scheduled to play at Trump's golf course tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and it's going to be 53 and rainy, and now we have to reschedule.
Ah, I'm sorry.
Really?
Yeah. Ridiculous. I am so upset about that. Wanted to play that course so bad. Now I got to wait another month or so until this weather goes away.
Boo. So Saturday is for the Trump rally in Wildwood. We have to look at that one. Here, closer to Philly, South Jersey, 62 degrees. Some clouds, but mostly a sunny day. Looks like a lovely day with, thank goodness, rain holding off. 62 for the Saturday high, and then 63 Sunday. But rain returning for your Sunday for Mother's Day, which is a big bummer, but at least 63. And then, of course, Monday, this pattern we're in, Monday, 76, not a cloud in the sky.
Yeah, and then 40, sunny. Then 47, boo. And then 110. That's great.
Kale and Company News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much.
By the way, can I just say real fast that they did maintenance on the app overnight, the Odyssey app.
Oh, yeah?
So if you tried to tune in overnight and it wasn't working, it's working now.
Okay.
So just wanted to make everybody aware of that. The Odyssey app. Download the free Odyssey app.
People listen to the app in the middle of the night?
Oh, yeah. Coast to coast, man.
Yeah?
People love that show.
Oh. All right. I just figured people were sleeping. That's all.
It has like a 20 share.
Beautiful.
Really? It does.
Are you serious?
Oh, people love that show.
Oh, okay.
People love that show.
All right, there you go.
It's a cult following.
Yeah. It's a cult following.
Seriously.
Yep. All right. 6:13, let's get to a Thursday Big Take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
A 20 share, you say, huh? All right. The Big Take this morning brought to you by Wawa, Fulton Focus, free, fair, and fawny. You know, it's May 9th, 2024. Relitigating the 2020 election and debating the concept of a stolen election is a losing endeavor and a waste of time, especially when you consider we are officially under 6 months away now from the 2024 election. That said, when new details emerge, I believe we absolutely have to talk about them, much like in 2022, 2023, and early on in the primaries for 2024. I thought the whole debate about Trump v. DeSantis and who handled COVID better was a waste of time and also a moot point. They were both better than blue cities, blue states, and Democrats. You can't undo the past. You can't rewrite history. but certainly you can learn from it. And I'm of the belief that when things don't go your way, you can be down in the dumps, you can cry about it, but eventually you pick yourself back up, learn from your mistakes, correct the wrongs, and do everything you can that may be a weakness of yours and ensure that you make it your strength. And I've been saying for multiple years that Republicans need to embrace legal ballot harvesting and utilize mail-in ballots. Do everything the Democrats do and ultimately do it better. And if you still lose, well, then so be it. You can rest your head easy at night knowing you did all you could. And I certainly think the New York Post, Hunter Biden laptop story that was suppressed impacted the election. But I'm not somebody who spends my days over the last 4 years tweeting about the 2020 election. Do I want election integrity? Yes. Paper ballots? Yep. The results on election night? Absolutely. Should we have free and fair elections? You're damn right we should. Voter ID, it is not racist. Prove who you are in order to vote. Do I expect more shenanigans this fall in this November's election? Probably. But much like Pfizer's claim of 100% safe and effective, that has been proven to be a lie. I also have my doubts about 100% safe and secure elections. I just do. Many people believe the CIA killed JFK. Many people believe 9/11 could have been prevented. So why can't the powers that be alter an election? I bring this up and I say all of this in light of the new evidence that was revealed in Fulton County, Georgia. And what are we talking about? Well, what we are about to show you is what allegedly happened in Fulton County, Georgia, also known as Atlanta. Fulton County gets reprimanded for double scanned ballots in 2020. The total amount of double scanned ballots is reportedly around 3,000 ballots. Keep in mind, Joe Biden only won Georgia by 11,779 votes. And according to this report, there are 380,761 ballot images from the machine count that are not available from Election Day 2020. Listen and watch this clip.
Does the investigation confirm that there are missing ballot images?
Yes.
Yes. Do you know why 380,761 ballot images from Election Day machine count are not available?
We subpoenaed Fulton County for all of their ballot images. We received approximately 518,000 ballot images.
From Election Day?
Those are for the recount.
Those are from the recount, but we have no ballot images for 380,761 ballots from Election Day, correct?
What was subpoenaed was the ballot images for the recount because that's what this case was about, not the Election Day.
Does Fulton County know why there are not 380,761 ballot images from Election Day?
As with the investigators, we have not been apprised of this allegation. This is the first I'm hearing about it. I have no idea what the basis of that allegation is, and so we would have to we can't answer that at this time.
Would Fulton County agree that every vote should have a ballot image?
That video going viral yesterday with that exchange on social media. Safe to say Fulton County is a hot mess. So what exactly happened? It's still not clear. What happened in other states, we may never truly know despite all of our theories and all of our claims. Remember, Trump lost all 61 election integrity cases, some of which were before Trump-appointed judges. But all we can hope for is transparency and free and fair elections in America. If we don't have that belief and that confidence, our system is broken, and it's broken beyond repair. But also, kudos to Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp, as we have good news to report. Yesterday, Brian Kemp just signed SB 189 into law, which is a new voting integrity measure that will help clean voter rolls in the state. This defines probable causes for removing voters from the rolls when their eligibility is challenged. The list of challenges includes death, evidence of voting or registering in another jurisdiction, a tax exemption indicating a primary residence elsewhere, or a non-residential address. The new law even says the national change of address list can be considered to help clean the rolls. The Georgia bill allows voters to be removed from the rolls up until 45 days before the election. Meanwhile, the House GOP has also announced a new election integrity bill on a federal level. Listen and watch this breaking news from yesterday afternoon.
Johnson are announcing a voter registration bill called the SAVE Act. They say it is designed to protect election integrity. It would be in place to amend a federal law to require proof of U.S. citizenship in order to register to vote in federal elections. We will monitor this and bring you any news out of it. The fact it's happening is big news on the Hill right now.
Here are some further details courtesy of Politico. Headline, Johnson pushes bill on voter ID requirements flanked by Trump allies who challenged the 2020 election. This comes as Mike Johnson seeks to fend off a challenge to his speakership from yesterday from Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene. We'll get to MTG coming up at the bottom of the hour. But Politico writes, Speaker Mike Johnson promoted legislation that would require proof of U.S. citizenship to vote in federal elections in a press conference on Wednesday, flanked by conservatives who have repeatedly questioned the results of the last presidential contest. Johnson spoke alongside conservatives like Senator Mike Lee, Republican from Utah, Attorney Clayton Mitchell, Tea Party Patriots Jenny Beth Martin, and former Donald Trump advisor Stephen Miller. Quote, we all know intuitively that a lot of illegals are voting in federal elections, Johnson said at the press conference, but it's not been something that is easily provable. We don't have that number. What we're talking about today is the 2024 election. Nobody can go back and relitigate what happened in 2020, Johnson said, despite the histories of the people standing next to him. The speaker vowed on Tuesday that the House would pass the voter ID bill and send it over to the Senate for consideration, where it stands little chance of advancing. Despite that, Johnson pushed back on the idea that the legislation was merely a messaging exercise, saying, quote, we'll let Chuck Schumer decide whether to move on the bill. Now, look, I'm sure this bill is dead on arrival if Schumer has his wishes, but at least Johnson is trying, and we'll get to him coming up at the bottom of the hour as well. But finally, in Fulton County, we get to Fawny. Or Fanny, however you prefer to say it. News coming down yesterday that the Georgia Court of Appeals will hear the disqualification case for Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis. Per Axios, a Georgia appeals court agreed Wednesday to review a lower court ruling in former president's 2020 Donald Trump state-level election case, allowing Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis to continue overseeing it. It's a win, according to many, for Trump's legal team, which appealed the ruling and has successfully used delay tactics in the four criminal cases against him while he campaigns for the second term. Trump and multiple co-defendants have argued that Willis's relationship with then special prosecutor Nathan Wade caused a conflict of interest. Willis has blasted the accusations as politically motivated, that according to Axios. So if you're keeping track at home right now with Trump's court cases, very good news in back-to-back days. Stormy Daniels has zero credibility. Fani Willis, still on the hot seat, still could be removed. I have my doubts, but they'll hear the case. Eileen Cannon has suspended the documents case, and January 6th is on hiatus until further notice. But make no mistake about it, Fulton County is in the spotlight, in the courts and with ballots. And America will be watching closely this November with a focus on Fulton. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale & Company.
And it's brought to you by Wawa this morning. Spice up your sandwich routine at Wawa. Try a Honey Hot Club, panini, ciabatta, or hoagie from Wawa. Made fresh when you order it. Gotta have a Wawa. 855-839-1210 to jump in on social media at 1210WPHD. And, of course, fire away in the Kale & Company comment community on YouTube. Just go to youtube.com/@1210WPHD. And hit the like and subscribe buttons. We'll get everybody's thoughts on what we just talked about in Fulton County. And also, Donald Trump with a strong and stern warning to Marjorie Taylor Greene. Back after this here on Kale & Company.
It's Kale & Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Major show announcement coming up at 8:30. It's not bad. Stocker's not leaving.
Maybe I am. You don't know that.
I can confirm Stocker is not leaving.
Okay. Way to build suspense,
pal. Lifetime contract for Greg Stocker. Dawn and I advocated for that behind the scenes.
Woo!
We got a lot of good things to get to today. We've got presidential candidates with dead worms in their brain.
Ew.
That have eaten part of their brain. We'll get to that story. Also, hate speech on Facebook. From the river to the sea, what does it mean? Does it violate free speech? Does it rise to hate speech on Facebook? We're going to get to those stories. A lot of good stuff today. Cut sheet is absolutely loaded. Stocker's got about 42 cuts to get to today again. So looking forward to all of that. But I got to tell you, man, Fulton County's a hot mess. What a disaster this county is. You think about everything that's been going on, and we talked about it in the Big Take, two-part, 2020 election shenanigans, that video going viral yesterday on social media, a lot of people pulling out their calculator. Okay, there was 380,000 missing this, 3,000 ballots were double scanned, would Trump have won? And I'm not here to relitigate the past, but when that news came out, I watched that video about five different times and tried to make sense of all of that. And then, of course, you've got Bonnie Willis, who is still potentially on the chopping block, so to speak. We know Nathan Wade is gone, but I got to tell you, Dawn, this is a county that, remember, when the indictment first came out for Trump in Georgia with Fulton County, it was posted and released to the public prematurely. We remember breaking that down while the clerk's office, it was a clerical error. They hit the button too soon, yeah. And we're like, okay. I mean, for God's sakes, the district attorney can't even put her dress on properly, right? Like, so this whole county is a disaster, and I think it's very important that we pay attention to what's going on there for a multitude of reasons, none of which may be more important than the fact that, let's face it, Georgia's a swing state, and once again, close margin in 2020, and just like Bucks County, just like Pennsylvania, Georgia's going to be a big player in the results this fall. So I thought that was a hot mess yesterday, yes. And I'd like to see Fannie Willis have her feet held to the fire and join Nathan Wade, even though I think ultimately she will still preside over the case.
I don't know at this point, because if it's delayed so much till after November 5th, all of these.
Do you think it even goes off?
That's what I just wonder. Let's say November 5th, the election happens, lighting candles and praying Trump prevails and we get a new administration here. And then Greg Stocker. Can you see Greg on YouTube at home? I saw that.
Lighting candles and praying.
she saw you on YouTube. Watched your facial
expression. Like his little...
Sorry.
We saw that on YouTube, Greg Stocker.
Well, what happens if what happens if Trump loses? These cases just all of a sudden crumble and go away?
I do. I think they go away.
We all have said that if Trump wasn't running for president again, these cases might not have and probably would not have been brought, right? They didn't come out until 2 years after all this stuff happened.
It all comes down to Delco, Kurt Weldon. Think about what happened right before that election. And they held him up, and it was basically a harassment case. But the feds came in after him, basically ruined his college-age daughter's life. She had just graduated college, and nothing came of it. The goal was in Delco for him to lose and Dems to take over. And the goal here is to make Trump lose. That's the goal. This is not an old this is not a new playbook. It's an old playbook. Mm-hmm. And they've used it before. Just not at this level.
Right. Right. No, you're exactly right. 855-839-1210 if you want to jump in. All right. So let's stay in Georgia, but let's go to Marjorie Taylor Greene. I have long thought that she puts on a song and a dance and she likes to be the ringleader and the puppet master of the circus. And yesterday Trump comes out and I think when I'm going to read his post in a moment, I think he blasted her. Some people are like, he's just kind of giving her kind of a scolding and a warning. I don't see it that way. But we're talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene and her failed bid yesterday to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson. This is courtesy of the New York Post, as they say, well, that didn't take long. Far-right Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene's long-delayed drive to unseat House Speaker Mike Johnson was emphatically defeated on Wednesday, moments after she introduced it, with members of both parties voting to kill the effort. The House voted 359-43 against taking up Greene's motion, 196 Republicans and 163 Democrats voting to keep the gavel in the hands of the 52-year-old Mike Johnson. Johnson said, said the following, quote, "Hopefully this is the end of the personality politics and the frivolous character assassination that has defined the 118th Congress. 32 Democrats and just 11 Republicans voted to take up the motion to vacate, with 7 House members voting present. Green initially filed the motion on March 22nd, but held off on formally bringing it forward for weeks. On Monday, Green and her chief ally, Rep. Thomas Massie, Republican from Kentucky, who I like a lot, huddled with Johnson in his office for about 2 hours to lay out their demands. Those stipulations, which, by the way, I agree with a lot of these, Green made public yesterday, included that Johnson cut off further U.S. aid funding to Ukraine. Totally on board with that. I'm sick of the blank checks going to Zelensky. A return to individual government spending bills and defund Justice Department prosecutors that are leading the attacks against Donald Trump. I think most of us, if not all of us, agree with that. But the shenanigans have got to stop with a lot of these people.
I know you're going to read Trump's statement,
yep,
which I love.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I've long said this is like your family dispute,
mm-hmm,
right? And what do you do with the family? You keep it at the kitchen table.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have these grievances out loud with press conferences and all this noise.
When has Trump ever not made his grievances public and out loud?
But I'm talking about the House of Representatives. We have an elect, you know, we've have some important, you know, I think we have a little important election coming up. Mm-hmm. And I think Republicans need to show they need to bring the party together.
Yeah.
And in the House, they can't lose this House or we will lose subpoena power, people.
Right.
So it reminds me of like, Dad, he went in my room, mm-hmm, and he ruined my thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so now Dad has to, you know, say, honey, I love you.
Yep.
But in this case, be nice to your brother. So that's, I mean, and look at 11 Republicans voted against, right?
Tape. Yes.
It was 43. It was 359-43 with,
yep,
11 Republicans voting against tabling the measure along with 32 Democrats. So it was widely bipartisan in the vote, but I do think, ultimately when I look at this, do you feel like Trump is trying to bring Republicans together? Because we keep hearing, bring the party together. I don't know if maybe Greg doesn't really view this
I think kind of in a selfish way, and I'm not criticizing Trump for this, but I think selfishly he's saying, hey, we got to focus on me right now and winning in November and dealing with my court cases. We can't have this, you know, infighting and this bickering and this, well, he needs to go because he's too much of the uniparty and this, that, and the other thing. So Trump's post on Truth, he says the following yesterday, quote, "I absolutely love Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's got spirit, she's got fight, and I believe she'll be around and on our side for a long time to come. However, right now, Republicans have to be fighting the radical left Democrats and all the damage they have done to our country. With a majority of one shortly growing to 3 or 4, we're not in a position of voting on a motion to vacate. At some point, we may very well be, but this is not the time. We are leading in the presidential polls by a lot, both nationally and in the swing states. Likewise, we are doing well in the Senate, and I believe we will do well in the House. But if we show disunity in all capital letters, which will be portrayed as chaos in all capital letters, it will negatively affect everything, Mike Johnson. It will negatively affect everything. Mike Johnson is a good man who is trying very hard. I also wish certain things were done over the last period of 2 months, but we will get them done together. It is my request that Republicans vote for the motion to table. We will win big, and it will be soon." So I love that post, and
right?
I think he's like kind of telling Marjorie Taylor Greene, take your foot off the gas a little bit, right? Like, isn't that what he's basically saying? I mean, they ousted McCarthy. Great. I love it. And you get, you know, MAGA Mike,
Hakeem,
and now they're
Jeffries,
not happy with him.
Hakeem Jeffries is going to be the next Speaker of the House, I'm telling you right now.
I know.
I don't think Trump was just saying it's all about me, me, me. It's about you guys have one, just one, you're one heartbeat away in the House of Representatives to having Hakeem Jeffries, like Greg said, but also we lose, think about what we lose, not just the votes, we lose subpoena power. We're done.
Mm-hmm.
We're DOA. All of these investigations.
Yeah.
Think about the fact that they were here in Philadelphia, Hunter Biden, every investigation that we want to look at, J6, looking at the video, all of that,
yep,
everything with subpoena power goes away. It's a big deal. And so he's saying to her, like I said, with the family, honey, I love you, to my daughter, I love you, but you and your brother have got to get along.
Yeah.
Be nice.
She's just always the first one to rush to social media and post the video, and she's driving in her, she's sitting in the back seat of her limo, and she's like, today's the day.
Doing
we're
20
get
sit-ups or
yeah, it's
100.
It's always like, hey, the focus has to be on me, like the fur coat at the State of the Union. It's like she's Joe Namath in politics, right?
Yeah.
And she's Broadway Marjorie. It's just a pain, she's just a pain in the butt. But that's, I digress. Cute. But I agree with a lot of the things she says. I just, the way she goes about it sometimes is just attention seeking, and it drives me crazy.
She's a spitfire. Crenshaw, we have to find the Crenshaw sound. Dan Crenshaw, you know, called her out too.
Yeah.
But she's feisty. She's a spitfire. And that's what the House of the, look at the House of Representatives. You know, on the Senate side, you have the luxury of only 100 of you. You have the luxury of going for reelection every 6 years. You know what I mean? But the House of Representatives, that's what it was designed for. It's this is bureaucracy.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Michael Pelk on the YouTube chat, he's on the YouTube chat, by the way, says, Stocker's right about Jeffries. It's a shame that this is Greg's last day.
Pelk is going to do some like AI stuff for us today, yeah, since it'll be Greg's last day.
It's yes.
Will you guys stop?
8:30 this morning.
Yeah.
The big announcement.
Signing off.
I am leaving.
Key card deactivated.
I am leaving.
I'll never get back in the building.
I'm taking my talents to South Beach. I'm going to go.
All right, LeBron.
I'm going to go program a station in Miami.
You're going to program a music station on South Beach and just drink cocktails and have a great time.
Oh, that sounds delightful.
Could you imagine that?
Do I have to not talk? Can I not talk about politics anymore?
Is there any way I can just do the show from Florida for the rest of my life remotely?
No.
I'm just wondering. All right. One other thing that I do like. Yeah. I got to get to this. This is great. I think the House Republicans have stolen one of our ideas. If you recall earlier this week, I said with all of these absurd college protesters who have no idea what they're actually standing up for, Elon Musk should fund a one-month woke study abroad program where Elon Musk will send you to Gaza. You can protest your heart out, stand for Palestine, chant from the river to the sea and all that, and come back after a month if you're still alive and report your findings. Well, this is a bill that's been introduced by House Republican Andy Ogles from Tennessee, who introduced this bill yesterday alongside Reps Randy Weber of Texas and Jeff Duncan of South Carolina in response to these ongoing anti-Israel demonstrations on college campuses across the country. He says the following, this courtesy of Fox News. Ogle's bill and the text does not mention Israel or the anti-Israel groups, but it specifically targets unlawful activity on college campuses that have occurred after October 7th. And they go on to say that this bill would include those convicted would be forced to serve a minimum six-month community service sentence in Gaza, where Israel is currently waging a brutal campaign to eradicate Hamas and rescue the remaining Israelis that terrorists took hostage in October. He goes on to say, quote, students have abandoned their classes to harass other students and disrupt campus-wide activities, including university commencement ceremonies nationwide. Enough is enough. That's why I today have introduced legislation to send any person convicted of unlawful activity on the campus of an American university since October 7th of 2023 to Gaza to complete a minimum 6 months of community service. Will never happen. No chance of this actually going into action. But God Almighty, do I love that. That would be great. That's how you end all this nonsense. Anything that we have seen the last 3.5-4 years, if you get tough and start enforcing laws and dish out punitive measures to eradicate this nonsense and deter people from whatever we've been doing these last 3.5 years, shoplifting at Target, every single thing that has been decriminalized, that has been allowed to happen in this country, you start enforcing and start punching people in the nose, figuratively speaking here, with the law and punishments, watch how quickly things change in this country.
Yep.
I love this idea. Send them to Gaza for 6 months.
Some instant feedback about your take on Marjorie Taylor Greene. Nick, PA pyrotechnic fan, says at least Marjorie Taylor Greene represents her constituents better than our PA reps.
Fair. I like a lot of what Marjorie Taylor Greene stands for. I just don't like the way she goes about it sometimes.
Richard Nataro writes, if you like the demands of the reps who wanted to oust the speaker, why would you say Marjorie Taylor Greene is doing it for show? I'm tired of GOP speakers who say one thing and do the exact opposite, i.e. grift for Ukraine.
agree with that as well. But again, to me, Marjorie, and this is it, you'll notice the way I kind of cover all of these elected officials. I like the people that just put their nose down and do work. I like Byron Donalds. I like Rand Paul. I like Jim Jordan. Now, I think Jim Jordan at times it can be a little over theatrical when he's doing his bit. Same thing with Rand Paul a little bit. Rand Paul's a little bit of a showman as well. But it's just like, I almost feel, even though she's a fighter for America First and she really wants to get away from this uniparty nonsense and she really wants to, quote, drain the swamp, I just, when it comes off as if you're making it all about yourself, that's where I kind of lose interest in certain people. That's kind of why I like guys like John Kennedy in Louisiana, right? Like, he's just got that southern charm. Yeah, he's a little bit of a showman as well. But he really, I never get the feeling that he truly makes it about himself. I don't need Marjorie Taylor Greene showing up with fur coats and scarves and always acting like she's some Hollywood celebrity. Like, just serve your constituents from Rome, Georgia.
Wait, is she the Howard Eskin of D.C.?
Yeah, that's great. No, that's great. She is the king. She's Eskin. You're exactly right. It's a lot like media and journalists. Don't be a part of the story. Just cover the story. I hate when journalists make themselves to be a part of the story. Like, I grew tired of the Simon Atiba Act. Like, I felt bad for the guy. I thought the White House was kind of giving him the shaft with access. And now it's always about me, me, me. It's like, dude, whoever you work for, I think he works for, like, some company from Africa, a media company. Like, just do your job. Stop making it like you're the victim all the time.
But sometimes their job, I mean, I would say about MJT, she does get the media attention. And so she holds the speaker's feet to the fire by, you know, rattling the cage, so to speak, and mm-hmm. pointing out the deficiencies.
Yeah.
And if you even look at the Trump statement, you know, Trump acknowledges there are a lot of frustrations. But that's part of the bureaucracy. So she's part of it all. And then, yes, like Dan Crenshaw, what he was saying about her was, you know, how many bills has she written? What has she done? But the truth is, she serves an important purpose because we're talking about it. And then we go, well, what is she upset about? What did she get, you know, these votes for? And so she's not wrong in what she's saying. I think what Trump is saying and what others are saying, like Crenshaw, now's not the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fair.
You know what I mean? So let me amend my family dispute analogy.
Right.
If brother and sister are fighting, but you're in the second pew in church,
mm-hmm.
do you know what I mean?
Sure.
And it's your cousin's whatever confirmation. That's not the point to be in the argument.
Yeah.
No, let's take it outside and let's deal with this.
Yeah.
Let's deal with these issues later. I think that's more of what they're saying.
Yeah.
But I think there is a frustration for all of this. It's a frustrating time.
Yeah, because, you know, Trump is saying we have to be united. We have to unite the Republican Party. He's even made statements that the Republican Party is more united than it's ever been. I don't see it that way. And I guess my question at this point is, are we ever going to have a united front with the Republican Party? I just don't see how we ever will when you have two different or maybe even three different factions. I mean, you've got the rhinos and the uniparty swamp creatures, the moderates, which MAGA dislikes. And then, of course, you have, you know, the moderates that are not necessarily in bed with MAGA 24/7. Then, of course, you have the Never Trumpers. And you just have too many little groups within the party. Stocker, you'll love this reference. It was like, you know, back in the day in wrestling, you had the NWO, and then you had the NWO black and white, and you had the NWO black and red, and it was just like a splintering, and it was a divide.
Wolfpack.
Yeah. So
I think this might be a turning point. Maybe this is the moment when the Republicans did unite. And who forced that to happen? Marjorie did. I mean, in a weird way,
they're all uniting against her.
No. That they, you know, and Trump, that was a good statement. He says he loves her. That's the first thing, you know, he puts in there. He loves her, but he's basically saying, people, we got to get it together or we all die on the vine.
But it's also hard to unite the party when you have yesterday, also another piece of news within the GOP and the drama of the Republican Party, Kevin McCarthy coming out and basically blasting Matt Gaetz, calling him, and I'm paraphrasing, he's the Hunter Biden of the Republican Party. He starts talking about Matt Gaetz with drugs and allegedly sex with minors and things like that.
His quote was, the only reason they they ousted me as speaker is because I wouldn't drop charges for Matt Gaetz having sex with a 17-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Was his exact quote.
Okay.
Was his exact quote.
And that dates back to something that, to my knowledge, Matt Gaetz was exonerated from. Yeah. But when it was going... I believe he was.
Okay.
I believe that he was. Okay. But, well, we can... I mean, you can research it. But it, if you look at the whole thing... And Substack, they've written about it. I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole, but I will say this, that McCarthy at the time was, somebody wanted to investigate it, and he was saying, oh, I'm open to the investigation.
Yeah.
I think Matt Gaetz and others were furious at that. And so it's old baggage is what he's referring to.
Yeah.
But it's not something current.
Daniel writes, Dawn always sticks up for the rhinos on the show.
No, I don't
Marjorie
think Dawn's,
Taylor Greene is
no,
a rhino.
No, I think you're talking about Dan Crenshaw. He's talking about Dan Crenshaw.
Oh yeah, and yeah, Dan Crenshaw is not universally beloved by any stretch within the Republican.
Dan Crenshaw was never a combat veteran, was he? Why does he wear that eye patch?
He's a rhino.
Who?
Texas's
Crenshaw. I don't know. I get lost with all these people who it's like in high school, like who do we like today and who do we not like?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like who's in the in crowd today and who's not in the in crowd?
Right. Who voted against something that I would vote for?
Sometimes we like Mike Johnson. Sometimes we don't like Mike Johnson. Ooh.
I think that they're referring.
It's so fetch.
The rhino they're probably referring to that I defend is locally Congressman Fitzpatrick. The only Republican who has managed to survive in Congress in our collar counties. Everybody else has gone blue except Fitzpatrick. Yeah. So I have said, look at the big picture, people, because if you want him to get primaried by a more conservative person, they're going to lose in the primary. That's another seat we lose.
Yeah, well said. 855-839-1210 is the number. Dawn will have some news to kick off hour two, and then we get inside the head of Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Oh, brainworm.
Brainworm, baby. I've got a little mental fog.
I wonder what
happened here. I love tuna sandwiches. The details coming up as we kick off hour two. Kale and Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and the free Odyssey app.